where are all the banks located? What would you call that area?
They have banks in the downtown areas.
That's where the real big banks are?
Yes.
Okay. Where are all the main stores located?
They have, now they have shopping centers.
You mean out?
Yes.
Okay. If a person wanted to go, like, to the oldest stores, where would they be?
The oldest stores?
Yeah, the...
Like, they would... It closed. No, I'm trying to get what he's talking about.
Yeah, let's say some of the first stores in town, where would they be located?
Some of the first stores, the AMP on 62nd Street, near 32nd Avenue.
Okay. Would you call that uptown or downtown or out in the area or what?
We would call that in the Liberty City area.
Okay. Does Liberty City here area here, does it have its own shopping district now?
Yes, it has. It shops to the Northside Shopping Center. We have the Northside Shopping Center. Then we have, no, that would be in Hialeah. Just the Northside Shopping Center.
Okay. How about, where the rich people buy their clothes? I mean, where would they go? We're supposed to be, quote, the best stores are.
They would go to Birdine's. They would go to Sears. They would go to Richard's. And they would go to Jackson and Byron's.
Let's see. Are there any neighborhoods like now I'm a stranger pretty much in Miami. Let's say I was coming in, all I had was a road map. Are there any sections in Miami that aren't listed on the maps that people that live here know by any other names? Know by any different names?
Yes.
Like what?
Like in the downtown area, some people would say 3rd Avenue, and you would ask the older set, and they would say Dorsey Street.
Yeah.
And like they have 37th Avenue listed on the map, they would say, you would ask them, some of them wouldn't know what 37th Avenue, they would call it Douglas Road.
Are there any neighborhoods that are not listed on maps, the names of neighborhoods?
Only by nicknames.
What would be some of the nicknames of the neighborhoods?
Like you would ask somebody about this neighborhood. Some of the children know it as Clown City. And they have a Little Korea, and they have a...
Now, where is Little Korea?
And they have Lincoln Field.
Little Korea is north of here?
Yes, north of here.
Is that because it's an Oriental?
No, they call it this because it's a terrible neighborhood.
Oh, it's like a...
Like, it's most of the ghetto.
Oh, it's kind of, you mean like it's torn out like Korea?
No, it's the attitude of the people.
Fighting?
Yes.
Okay. How about, how about the area along Flagler downtown? Is that known as anything?
Most of the people call it now Little Havana.
Okay, and that's because of what?
The Cuban people own more of the shops down there.
Okay, when you were a little girl, were there ever any, when you were growing up, were there ever any predominantly black areas, predominantly white areas in Miami then?
In Coconut Grove, where I was raised up at, they never used the word as white or black area or Negro area. They would say the village.
It was all the same.
The white would say, we would call White Town the village. We would be going to the village to shop, and they would say there was